Pap, pip,
Hi,
Oh,
Sonia.
progress.
Hi, Janoonie.
I really sang
Sorry, I was mimicking the
that.
voice. How are
Yeah.
you?
I'm great. How are you, Sonia?
I'm okay. There's been better days, but we get by. We push through.
I was gonna say, did you know today is Blue Monday, which is apparently the most depressing day of the year?
Hey, you know what? Maybe that's why I've been like not too hot today.
Right? Honestly,
Well,
same.
the more you know.
The more you know, this is probably not going to be released until like after it, but to the folks listening at home, happy Monday, and I genuinely do hope it's a happy Monday for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But welcome back to another episode of Beaker Bros, where we drink out of beakers.
Because we're bros.
Ding.
Think.
I was
I
gonna
think before we move on, I just want to preface the for our audience. I mean, y'all can't really tell that we're in different lo well, I mean, you can tell we're in different locations, but not different countries. Janoonie has started her lovely little semester in the Netherlands. How's things moving so far? How you settling in?
Everyone here is tall. It's constantly raining and it's windy, but it's great actually. Went to Belgium just like last weekend. I just said that. That's so cool. Casually in Belgium.
You know what? Given the climate and the weather conditions, it's probably better that you're a little, like, if you're not taller, you're a little bit on the shorter end because you have like a center of your center of gravity will keep you from toppling over. When you're
You're
too
right.
tall, it's just like, whoa,
That is true.
carried with the wind.
Maybe that's why I haven't flown away yet. Because I was like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Fly back home. Anyways,
Fly back home.
carried over the Pacific.
That's good. Hey.
Anyways, today's episode, like all of them, is an interesting episode, and that is because we are talking about drum roll, Janoonie. Da 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 da.
Oh.
Oh, Chat GPT and the role of artificial intelligence or AI in, research and day-to-day things, and also whether or not Chat GPT or AI is going to take over positions that people
Yeah.
hold with like research institutions or organizations like ours. That's essentially a way of saying, will we be firing Rio after this episode?
In case you guys don't know who Rio is, he's actually one of our, was it, research assistants. He,
The way that we have it written though on our Instagram is assistant. He's
Assistant.
our research assistant.
Thank you, Rio, for being our research assistant. But yeah, like he actually helps with like doing the research for our podcast. He helps with the podcast topics and stuff. He essentially creates like a little outline for us for our podcast, so we don't actually have to do like the extensive literature review. He does it all. But we have this ongoing joke of whether or not we should fire Rio. Rio, it's a joke, I promise. You don't actually have to get fired. I don't know.
Could
We'll
be
see after
joking.
this episode, actually. Well, we'll see.
Wait till the end.
Wait.
We'll announce our decision then.
But yeah, this episode is called Rio versus Robot because we're gonna see if, is ChatGPT gonna like be good enough that we don't know Rio? Is Rio gonna be pretty cool that like we get to keep him? I don't know. Wait until the end.
Imagine if like people did that. Like, will you be fired? Will you be not? We'll find out the end of this episode.
No, Rio, actually, wait, you have to listen till the end of the episode to see if you get fired.
Yeah, and you can't fast forward it because you can't.
You just can't. Well,
Yeah.
no. Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
I
what is
think
artificial intelligence?
you got me there, Janoonie. I was just about to say that. Would you like to give a little bit of an attempt there? And I can
Sure. Okay. So according to Rio's research, artificial intelligence or AI,
intelligence.
and
Sorry.
intelligence, sorry, you spend a week in the Netherlands and this is what you're talking about. Or AI is basically the ability of a computer or a machine to perform tasks that typically require human intelligence, such as learning, problem solving, and decision making. So there are several different types of AI, including narrow or weak AI, which is designed to perform a specific task, while we have general or strong AI, which is able to perform a wide range of tasks. So while despite the ethical and social questions that might be considered, AI actually has the potential to revolutionize many industries and improve people's lives in a variety of ways. and its applications in the real world is especially evident with the creation of ChatGPT. So if I'm not mistaken, ChatGPT would then be a general or actually no. Wait, no, it is a the general AI then, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Excuse me, I just burped. Pardon me. hopefully the microphone didn't pick that up. I apologize. Yeah, it is wide. Yeah, you could search up anything, mm-hmm. or not anything, but like there's a broad range of things that ChatGPT will spit out if you type or request it to do so.
Yeah, it will not do a book review for you.
Well, wouldn't it?
No, and actually, so what it does is that, at least when I was like playing around with it and seeing what it can and can't do, it can code for you to an extent, apparently. If you like search up certain topics, it does this thing where it only does things up to, I know, I'm pretty sure Rio talks about this, or his research actually looks into later on of like what it can and can't do, but it's up to 2021, like information wise. It doesn't look at external sources. It can't, like, if you can't be like, hey, give me a summary about this book, it won't give you that. It'll give you more about different perspectives of people, like political figures or stuff like that. It might give you that information. But anything, it is a bit specific and it's a bit more like interesting to navigate. It's really cool thing to do. But yeah, I don't know how it is now because, okay, just a preface to our viewers at home, Sonia and I actually thought about doing this episode like a month ago. And a month ago is when it had like the beta version and it was free to use. Now you can't. So we were going to do a little fun thing of like what ChatGPT says and then versus what Rio says. But it doesn't do that anymore. So I don't know. It's changed quite a bit from what it was like a couple of weeks ago. So I'm not
like long story short, it's not free. So we're not going to be trying it out.
Yeah. And it's also very different now too. Like the way I think they figured out some kinks. So maybe it's changed since then.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I swear, like, even you were saying it doesn't do like book reviews, even if it's like a super popular book, like, I don't know, Charlotte's Web. If you type in like summary of Charlotte's Web, it doesn't do that.
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't tried it to that extent. Trying like books, like whatever laying around. Nothing famous.
Should we check that?
Can we?
Like, I don't know, Google or ChatGPT summary of Charlotte's Web, because I remember I asked it to do a summary of something. I don't remember if it was a book,
like of a concept. It can do, you're like, hey, summarize this perspective from this like individual, it'll do it. But if you do, hey, give me a book that they wrote, it won't.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, with that being said, I think that ties into though some of the, well, not just those limitations, but overall limitations of AI in general. So, if Janoon, if you just said your spiel, I can move on to the next thing here.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Thank you. I'm glad I have your permission. Anyways, so there's a number of limitations associated with AI. First one, first and foremost, well, not first and foremost, just one of them being is access to data. So for prediction or decision models to be properly trained, they require data, like pre-existing data. So as many people put it, data is now one of the most sought after commodities other than like oil. So if you don't have like that access to data, you can't really like utilize AI. It's sort of just like something that's sitting, like you can't grow, like the AI software or program, not software, the AI program can't grow and evolve unless it has like more data being put into it. That's how ChatGPT is growing. It's through like users that are continually adding to like the algorithm, I guess. I'm throwing out words. I'm not really sure.
I got you. No, that
made sense. Anyways, I'm not going to doubt myself. I'm competent. Anyways, so moving on, there's also bias. So the ways biases can creep into data modeling processes, which fuel AI is quite frightening, not to mention the underlying prejudices of the factors to factor in with that. So I don't know if you've, gosh, what course was this? I don't remember, but essentially there was, it was this program, like this AI, whatever, and you had to click on people's faces that were associated with a specific word. And these people had like different skin colors and whatever, and you didn't have time to think. So you're just like clicking back and forth and associating these people with like the specific word. And
like based good on, or like, bad kind of thing?
Yeah, it's, yeah, exactly. Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and based on like how you selected, it was like informing the program to be like, okay, this person's associated with this word, this person's associated with that word. Mm-hmm. And obviously that could like integrate racist ideologies or perspectives within the program that's operating the AI. So that can be very biased and very bad, especially if that program is associated with, you know, creating policy or helps inform, not creating, but like helps inform policy in any way. That can be very bad.
Yeah.
Other examples include costs. So this is the cost associated with mining, storing, and analyzing data will be very costly, both in terms of energy, it's horrible for the environment, and hardware use. So with ChatGPT 3 model specifically, the estimated training cost was about $4.6 million. And then there's another video that we will cite in our references. Excuse me, it predicted that for a model to be similar to the brain, the training cost would be substantially higher than GPT-3, coming in around $2.6 billion. But like, imagine having like an AI thing that could operate in a manner similar to the brain. Like, that's insane. Does it have like a certain level of consciousness then? Ooh. You know what I mean?
Stay tuned until next episode. No, I agree. That's kind of creepy.
And the last couple things to note. Sorry, did I cut you off there?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's also issues with like safety, ethics, and privacy. So just all that stuff. Policy is still being developed around that. So it's very, it's a new space.
Very cool, but interesting. I mean, it's fascinating, right? Just like how AI is and the ability that it's like, we don't, I don't know. I just like find it so fascinating. Like, you're telling us it can do all of this. Like, it's innovation, right? Like, it's also, I mean, like, so I'm here in the Netherlands doing my specialization for global health. It's like implementing innovation. And it's also really interesting where like I'm seeing similarities between these limitations and just innovation in general, of being like the biases, just costs, and like the issues on ethics and privacy and whatnot when it comes to innovation, because innovation can literally be anything, right? And I'm just kind of seeing parallels between this, like, of an AI and just, like, innovations in general.
As you're mentioning that, I started thinking of applications that are also relevant to, like, my work. Mm-hmm. And a lot, certain projects that I'm working on right now outside of my thesis surround big data and managing, like, large quantities of, like, epidemiological studies. And I'm wondering if AI programs or programs like ChatGPT will ever reach a point where you could be like, okay, if you throw an Excel sheet into it, rather than using like SPSS or R or Stata or SAS or whatever other like biostats
software,
like analysis software or data analysis software, if you could just tell ChatGPT or whatever, be like, hey, perform like linear regression using these set of variables and spit out an outcome. Like, rather than it being like very didactic and taking a very long time to do and just like spitting out one thing at a time like it does in those other programs, I'm sure there's programs like, you know, ChatGPT that can be developed to make it a lot more easier for people to analyze stuff.
I mean, that kind of takes us back to the question of, should we fire Rio if these, like, you know, these AI chat GPTs exist, right?
Yeah.
We can do all this work. Like, what's the point of having Rio?
Yeah. But then considering those limitations.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, there's the whole cost thing. Like, ChatGPT, now you have to pay for it. We don't pay Rio, so I guess we're winning in that account.
But, Junior, can you tell us a little bit more about ChatGPT then?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I know we're really fascinated about it, but let's just kind of, like, go into that. Okay, we did say earlier that it was a general AI.
It is narrow. Okay.
It's actually... Well, thanks, Rio. So ChatGPT is actually a narrow AI. This is why we don't do the work. Rio does it. But it's capable. Oh, that actually makes sense because it's like it's doing specific tasks then, right? Because you're like, can you do this for me? Can you do that? And it's specific. So I guess it actually makes sense why it's narrow instead of the general. But yeah, so it's capable of generating human-like text and has a wide range of applications. Oh, that makes sense. Not a task, but applications, which include language translation, language modeling, and generating text for applications such as chatbots. So just to, because of how advanced society is technologically wise, ChatGPT is actually easily applicable. It's capable of creating resumes and cover letters. Providing mathematical step-by-step solutions, paraphrasing where users can suggest for the AI to make submitted text simplified, concise, or even have a better flow. It can help write poems and lyrics for music. Wow. Producing and debugging codes. Awesome. It can identify where the source of a bug, so in the code, is occurring with a JavaScript code. It can help translate languages. It can write an essay on almost any topic. That's dangerous.
The first thing that I thought about when ChatGPT came about, like, just imagine all those fifth graders that are like, okay, write a report on chocolate, because we all had to do that back in the day. And you can also specify it too, to a specific grade level.
Really?
Yeah. So be like, write a report on the cocoa industry in Africa, and like do it at a specific grade level, and it spat out an entire essay.
That's dangerous. You know what it also makes me think of? It's just like, okay, this is a relatively new AI. What is the academic integrity policy like?
That's a good point, because each time it's new, right?
Yeah, because it like apparently so paraphrase like it's not what's it called? What's that word? Not paraphrase. What's that P word? plagiarizing, that's what it is.
There.
It's like, what's that paper? It's not plagiarizing anything. It's constantly new ideas, human-like text. So it's not plagiarism. So, I'm actually intrigued on like how academic institutions, research papers, or like stuff like that will kind of go.
Calling it now. More and more people are probably going to be, well, sorry, I cut you off. Say it, finish it. I was going to say, well, on one hand, I'm thinking there's probably going to be a lot more people in the world that are, like, grammatically inept.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, I'm sure 15 years from now, when more programs like this or more AI becomes open source,
yeah,
I imagine so many kids are just going to be online being like, write me an essay on whatever, and lo and behold, they'll get whatever marks they need, and they'll go off, and oh my god, there's even gonna be what's it called, grade inflation. Imagine how hard it is in high school and stuff. Like, everyone's gonna need a 99.9 to get into school.
Well, then you can also look at it in an alternative way, where it's like, maybe, because you know how in math class we used to have knowledge, whatever, thinking and application. But, like, even if you had the knowledge, you couldn't apply it to things. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, maybe instead of write me about the history about this. Maybe it's a bit more creative. That maybe there's more application approaches to the reports where you can get an AI to do it, right?
I wonder, that's true. But I wonder, though, like, at a rudimentary, or not rudimentary,
yeah.
Like, at a, the F word. Oh, no, I mean, like, fundamental. Not that, sorry. At, like, a more, like, fundamental or, like, basic, that's the word, like, a, not even, oh, my God, like, a lower grade level.
Yeah.
Like, not even in high school then. Just, like, when you're in elementary school or something like that, you're not, thinking always in the same, like, there is like creative projects and stuff like that, but when you're
learning in an abstract manner constantly, right? Like, even at a young age, you're not doing that just yet because you're learning the fundamentals.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Yeah,
but then you know what, maybe like instead of writing reports and stuff, like even with math things or whatever, like maybe they'll do tests like on the spot where you write in front of them, right? You won't be given that opportunity to go home and write, use these like AI, right? Maybe there's like new proctoring stuff that they can tell when there's AI. Like, you know, when there's AI, there's probably better software. Like, there's probably like, it's just constant like evolution of technology that's like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Guess I gotta do the work kind of thing. But yeah, I'm intrigued to see how this kind of unfolds. Cause like, I know we are like, our fields are not necessarily something that we can use AI for. And the moment of like, write me a history about chocolate or something like that, right? Like, that's not what it is. It's more like, we're trying to find new innovative ways that I don't think the AI is set up for. Like, our thing is more about, you know, creating new things.
True. And maybe that's why research, like, there's definitely going to be jobs in like research and stuff like that, because even with ChatGPT, like, it's not, I mean, it can create new information based on old information, but there's certain things I imagine that it can't answer without, yeah, like, unless you do like an RCT in a community or something like that.
Yeah.
You can use it to like help facilitate the execution of the research, but I don't think it could, or we're not in a place where it can solely do it on its own.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of goes, we like kind of brings us to great to like the next point of being like, what are the limitations? Why can't I speak? The limitations of ChatGPT. So I know like we've mentioned like an abundance of uses for ChatGPT. Obviously it does have its limitations, like we mentioned. But the ChatGPT developers appear to have overcome the computing time limitation of producing an artificially intelligent response. So it essentially is more like, so the OpenAI website, that website itself states that there's three key limitations with the AI and does not mention computing time to be an issue, which is great. So limitations include, may occasionally generate incorrect information. Okay, fair. May occasionally produce harmful instructions or biased content. Fair. Also, this is the part we mentioned earlier, was that it contains limited knowledge of world and events after 2021. So it has information, but not to the extent that, you know, we might have, or like, you know, Google has.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with, I guess, all that information in mind, it leads us to the question of, what does this mean for future employers or even current employees?
AKA Rio.
Exactly. So, as we've mentioned already in the application of ChatGPT, that is a tongue twister.
Right.
Anyways, there are many potential functions of AI in the real world, especially in the workplace. So although ChatGPT creates a variety of shortcuts for people in school, work, research, and so on, the limitations of AI prevent AI programs like ChatGPT from being applicable in certain types of jobs, especially those that rely heavily on like ethics or integrating like moral standards. So, well, maybe lawyers can be replaced by this. We'll see. We'll see how things go. Mm-hmm. Or anything that, I guess, requires like a sense of humanity, I don't think that has been accomplished yet with AI. But there's an interesting book from an individual named Bilal Hamoud, if I'm pronouncing their name wrong, my mistake. He I mispronounced him. Anyways, he addresses the question of AI taking over jobs specifically related to human resources. And he asks, to what extent will humans use AI to hire humans? And to what extent and how will AI affect job recruiters? What organizations and HR managed roles will adapt or change as a result of this transformation? So they're all key considerations and rather open-ended questions that will probably be continued to be debated for the next few years to come, several years. But ultimately, I think we can say, Rio, I don't think we're quite ready yet to fire you.
I don't know. That's... I feel like we can.
You know what? You're right. Okay, Rio.
No, I agree. Also, because our thing is mainly about knowledge translation. As you mentioned, there's a humanity aspect, right? And Rio does bring that currently that AI can't do of kind of breaking down to layman terms and all that stuff and bringing a sense of humanity into it, right? Like, imagine doing this podcast because a robot kind of wrote it down. I don't know. I don't think that's like a podcast is a bit more, you hear human voices, human interaction. It's very a communal feeling, community that you create, and using an AI would kind of defeat that whole purpose. So
yeah, it can, thank you, at Rio, the end of I the guess. Day, I yeah, exactly. I think it could supplement our work and mm-hmm. definitely probably will within the next years to come, but it's not at a place where it can wholly take over that yet.
Yeah, so, for sure.
With that being said, oh my goodness, I'm sorry, I burped again. we'll take that part out. With that being said, thank you everyone for joining us today. Another lovely episode. Janoonie, stay safe out there in the Netherlands. I'll stay safe out here at the McMaster. And folks out there, listeners, I hope you stay safe out there as well.
Bye.